The New Testament reading today is from Acts chapter 24, beginning at verse 24 through chapter 25, verse 12. After some days, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, and he sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. And as he reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, "Go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you." At the same time, he hoped that money would be given him by Paul. So he sent for him and often conversed with him. When 2 years had elapsed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus. And desiring to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul in prison. Now 3 days after Festus had arrived in the province, he went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea. And the chief priests and the principal men of the Jews laid out their case against Paul, and they urged him, asking as a favor against Paul, that he summon him to Jerusalem, because they were planning an ambush to kill him on the way. Festus replied that Paul was being kept at Caesarea, and that he himself intended to go there shortly. "So," he said, "let the men of authority among you go down with me, and if there is anything wrong about the man, let them bring charges against him." After he stayed among them not more than 8 or 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and the next day he took his seat on the tribunal and ordered Paul to be brought. When he had arrived, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing many and serious charges against him that they could not prove. Paul argued in his defense, "Neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar have I committed any offense." But Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, "Do you wish to go up to Jerusalem and there be tried on these charges before me?" But Paul said, "I am standing before Caesar's tribunal, where I ought to be tried. To the Jews I have done no wrong, as you yourself know very well. If then I am a wrongdoer and have committed anything for which I deserve to die, I do not seek to escape death. But if there is nothing to their charges against me, no one can give me up to them. I appeal to Caesar." Then Festus, when he conferred with his council, answered, "To Caesar you have appealed, to Caesar you shall go." For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome the Reverend Paul Warnier.
Good morning, and God's blessings to all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I wish to say thank you to KFUO for the honor and privilege of being asked to share God's Word with you on this morning's devotional broadcast. It seems that every week we see and hear in the news stories of violence, cold-blooded murders, and terrorism, often focused and prompted by the cry, "Death to the Christians." It's a frightening and scary world that we live in today when we realize that even in a Christian church, innocent people have tragically and senselessly lost their lives to armed gunmen. Our thoughts and prayers are certainly with the families and loved ones of the victims of such a cruel fate. It's certainly tempting to think that our world is getting worse and worse as we see the lawlessness, violence, and lack of Christian values and morality. Yet the truth be told, there is nothing really new that hasn't happened before in the sin-filled history of our planet. This morning's Bible reading from the book of Acts shares a portion of the story of the great apostle Paul in his journey of Christian faith. He certainly faced threats of violence, terrorism, and even death at the hands of the Jewish leaders, who viewed Paul as an unfaithful traitor to the Jewish faith. To them, Paul was a threat to their law-centered, works-righteousness religion, as he proclaimed free forgiveness through Jesus' sacrificial death and the promise of resurrection to eternal life through Jesus' own physical resurrection. To the Jewish leaders, this was unacceptable, especially since Paul had originally been one of them, persecuting and even threatening death to the Christians. Yet Paul's life had been changed by an encounter with the risen Christ. And so we read in Acts chapter 23 that the Jews made a plot and bound themselves by an oath neither to eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. This death threat led to Paul's being put on trial before the Roman governor Felix. Yet, even in the face of this corrupted miscarriage of justice and the threat of his death, God was at work. Paul was given the opportunity to speak to Felix, the Roman governor, and his wife, Drusilla, about faith in Jesus Christ. Paul reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment. Felix recognized that Paul had done nothing deserving death, yet in another act of corruption and greed, he left Paul in custody with the hope that Paul would pay him some bribe money to set him free. In fact, Paul remained in custody even until Festus, Felix's successor as governor, took office. Again, the Jewish leaders saw this as another opportunity to request that Paul be brought back to Jerusalem for another trial. In reality, they were planning an ambush to kill him on the way. Through it all, Paul appealed to his rights as a Roman citizen, that he be given an opportunity to plead his case before Caesar in Rome. Festus was glad to be able to pass the buck and not to have to deal with the situation further. To Caesar you have appealed, to Caesar you shall go. This led to another opportunity for the great apostle to continue to proclaim the kingdom of God and teach about the Lord Jesus Christ in the city of Rome, the center of the great Roman Empire. This narrative about the faith and life of the Apostle Paul is not just a story of ancient history. We see God at work through death threats, dishonesty, and miscarriage of justice, providing opportunities for Paul to proclaim the message of God's love, forgiveness, and life in Jesus Christ. As God's people of the 21st century, we can also see threats of terrorism, violence, even death. Yet this is not a time to give up hope or to doubt God's presence and action in today's world. We're reminded by God's word that even in the midst of these terrible and horrifying events, God is at work, giving us opportunity to speak, to share his gifts of peace, forgiveness, and eternal life that are ours through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless each of us as his followers, strength of faith, and boldness in our proclamation of Jesus Christ.